Do you guys know of anybody who was there at the beginning of creation? Huh? Adam and Eve were there on what day? Sixth day, right. So anybody, you know of anybody that was there on the first day, like at the beginning? Who? God was. All right. Do you know of any human being that was ever there on the first day of creation? Was there anybody sitting in the cheap seats and going and watching God do all this stuff?
No.
No? Was there anybody like with a video camera showing all what happened?
Satan.
No. Was there anybody writing down notes going, ooh, he did this or ooh, he did that?
No.
No. Who was the only one that was there?
God.
Who?
God.
God or Jesus, as you just heard, right. Well, the funny thing is oftentimes we have people called evolutionists who think that the only person that was there was who?
God.
And so who's the only person who knows what even happened there?
God
did. So human beings, we try to figure out what happened back then by looking at, you know, things that happened in the world or in the earth or in the solar system. We go, well, maybe this or maybe this or maybe that, right? It's a bunch of maybes. We don't really know for sure, right? Do human beings know for sure what happened? Nah. We just create a bunch of theories and ways that it possibly could have happened, but only one person was there at the beginning of creation. So, without further ado, let's read from the guy who wrote about what happened at creation. All right, so here we go. Genesis 1:1. Now, as we're reading through this, so Rocky, throw up the Genesis. As we do this, we're going to keep track of how many times the Bible says the word good, how many times it says, and God said, and then we're going to keep track of what happened on what day. Okay, so this is called Bible study. You guys ready? It's super easy. We're going to go really fast, so you got to keep up. Okay, Will? Can you do it? All right, here we go. In the beginning, who? God created the heavens and the earth, which means everything. Next. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Next. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Whoa, we heard something. And God said, okay, so I'm going to keep track of how many times it said, okay. Next. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from darkness. Good, okay, good job. Thanks for helping me out here. Separated the light from the darkness. Next slide. God called the light day, and the darkness he called
nighttime.
And there was evening and morning the first day. All right, so on the first day, what happened, guys? Somebody raise your hand. What happened on the first day? Jess? Okay, light. What else? Haley? Darkness, okay. Jordan? Night. Oh, Blake? Morning. Yep. Well, you're going to see that he's going to say this word all the time, evening and morning. But that's not what happened on that day. Hallie? Evening. Okay, that's evening. Morning. And what's the light time called?
Day.
Okay, there we go. All right, next slide. And God said, let there be an expanse between the waters to separate the water from water. Whoa. All right, good job. Man, you guys are doing great Bible study. Separate water from water. How do you do that? Separate water from water. Okay, well, let's keep reading. Let's see. Next. So God made the expanse and separated the water under the expanse from the water above it. And it was so. Next. God called the expanse, sky. And there was evening and there was morning the second day. All right. So on the second day, what did God create? No.
The sky.
And then if he separated the water from the water and he made sky, what's underneath the sky?
Sea
or water. Wow. How did you guys know how to do this stuff? I'm going to run out of room here, aren't I? All right. Next. And God said, let's stop right there. How many times so far, guys?
Three.
And God said, let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear. And it was so. Next. God called the dry ground.
Land.
Everybody?
Land.
And gathered waters he called. And God saw that it was good. Oh. And next. Oh, wait, wait. Did I do this right?
Yeah.
It's still the second day? All right. Then God said, ooh. It doesn't matter. It's okay. Sometimes it's and, sometimes it's then. And God said, let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, which means your garden, right? According to the various kinds, and it was so. Next. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed according to their kinds. And God saw that it was
good.
Next. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. So what happened on the third day? Okay, vegetation happened. How did the vegetation grow? What did it grow on? Land. All right, and then there also was sea, okay? Kind of cool how that happens at the same time. All right, ready? Let's go. Next slide. And God said, how many times so far, guys?
Five.
And God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons, spring, summer, winter, fall, and days, 365 days, and years. Okay, next. And let them be lights in the sky, expanse of the sky, to give light on the earth, and it was so. Next. God made two great lights. What are they? Two great lights in the sky. What are they?
Sun and the
moon. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day, and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. Next. God set them in the expanse of the sky to give light on the
earth.
Next. To govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was
good.
Next. And there was evening, and there was morning, the
fourth
day. So what happened on the fourth day? Okay, two great lights, which are the
sun,
moon, and what else?
Stars.
And what was the purpose of these things? To give what?
Light.
To give light. So day four fills day two, or day one, excuse me. Do you see that on day one? He created light and darkness, but there was no such thing as sun, moon, and stars yet until day
four.
So day four fills day
one.
So what do you think day five is going to do? Fill day
two.
And day six is going to fill day. Let's see if it's true. Next. And God said, oh man, there's a lot going on here. Let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the sky. So what do we got? Birds in the sky. Ooh, it's working. And what's in the water? Living creatures in the water. Fish. All right. Birds fly across. Next. Verse 21. So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living and moving thing with which the water teems according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to, next, its kind. And God saw that it was
good.
All right. Is good beating and God said, or is and God said beating good? Okay, this is beating. All right. And next slide. God blessed them and said, be fruitful, birds and living creatures in the sea. Increase in number and fill the water in the seas, and let the birds increase on the earth, except for crows. I don't like them. Next. Oh, sorry. And there was evening, and there was morning, the
fifth day.
Oh. Interesting. So, day five fills what?
Day
number two. Ooh. I wonder if somebody did this on purpose. All right. So we think day six is going to do number three?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's see if it's true. Next. And God said, oh man, lots of stuff going on here. Let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, livestock, creatures that move along the ground, and wild animals, Okay, so what's going on? Live stock creatures like lizards and snakes and scorpions.
Oh.
And salamanders and geckos, each according to its next
kind,
and it was so. Next, God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And next, God saw that it was
good.
Oh man, we're getting good here. All right, next. Then God said, ooh. Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. Next. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Next. God blessed them and said, oh, another said, be fruitful, human beings. Increase in number. Make more babies. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living creature, next, that moves on the ground. Next. Then God said, oh man, there's a lot of these. How many so far? Oh, funny. I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit in it. They will be yours for what? Food. Next. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds of the air and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has breath and life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was, next, so. I like the so's all by itself. Next. God saw all that he had made, and it was, no? Very good. So that's like a super one, right? We'll make that like really thick. Okay? But it's still just one thing. All right. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. So on the sixth day, there was livestock, creatures on the ground. And what else special was made on the day six?
Men
and?
No women.
Well, just, we'll talk about that next week. Men, women, we'll just say humans. Okay? All right. And then what does day six fill? Day three, the land, right on. Ooh. All right, now, let's pause. Good Bible study. The Bible, if you didn't know this, the Bible is super intentional, which basically means they do everything on purpose. It's like finding clues and mysteries in the Bible. All right, how many goods are there? How many days are there? We're going to find out in just a second. There's 7 days. Okay, but we'll talk about that in a minute. How many days of creation?
Seven.
How many days? How many good times?
Seven.
And how many days in our week?
Seven
days in our week. Oh. So you mean the guy who was writing this, that God told to write this, was thinking about our week? Monday? Tuesday? Wednesday? Thursday? Friday? Saturday? Or the Jews? Sunday? Monday? Tuesday? Wednesday? Thursday? Friday? And Saturday. Now, the guy who was writing this, who we think wrote this, was a guy named Moses, who we'll learn about in several weeks. Now, Moses is famous for something else that he did. It was called the Something Commandments. How many?
Ten.
The Ten Commandments. So Moses likes the number what?
20.
What number?
20.
10. He likes the number 10. Interesting. So why did he use 10 and God says in the start of creation? I don't have this on the screen because I want you to listen with your ears. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, it says, thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested. Does that mean God needed to take a nap? Do you think he was tired? Why did he rest? Hold on. Then God, in verse 3, blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. Maybe God wanted us in our week to work 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 days, and then on the seventh day we... So maybe God was trying to tell us that we needed to rest, not necessarily because he needed to rest. All right. We're going to go through a couple things here. So Rocky, go to the "and God made existence" or whatever that thing is. Just hit a couple slides. Yeah. Next one. Okay. Oh, ghost, don't. All right, so number one, God existed before all things. Now, when we start hearing the account of creation, did God like all of a sudden say, did he appear, or was he already alive and doing things and whatever? He already existed, right? God already existed. Way before he ever created the world, he was there. And we're pretty sure, as we read Scripture, that God always was, always is, and always will be. God was never born. He just is. Now, we are all born, right? And we will all eventually, depressing, die, right? Exactly. Number two, God spoke creation into existence. God didn't like work with his hands. He just said, what? Light. And then light happened. He said, water. And then water happened. He said, man. Ooh. With man, he got his hands dirty. And he said he formed man out of what? So there's something special about who? Mankind, that's different than fishes and cows and crows, right? All right, number three, Rocky. God made man in his own image. We don't know always what that image is, but somehow, in some way, we look like who? We look like God, exactly. Number four, everything God made was what? Very, very good. Now, this year we want to focus on who? Yeah, the cross, or Jesus. And Jesus, we think, is a pretty important guy because he died on the cross for our sins and we can live in him. So where is Jesus in creation? Do we know? Do we hear the word Jesus at all? Huh? Huh? No, all we hear is God, right? Not until way, 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 way later in the Bible do we hear that Jesus was the word that God spoke. It says in John, it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So Jesus is what? The Word. So when God speaks, who is that? No. Jesus. So when God speaks his love to us, who is that? Jesus. So when the Bible says God demonstrated his own love for us and that while we were still sinners, Jesus died for us. So God's saying, I love you, human beings. He sent who to die? Jesus to die. So who's the Word? Jesus. Is creation pretty important? Yes. Was creation bad or was creation good?
Good.
Joe? Dan? Was creation good or bad? It was good. So you got to remember that. Don't ever forget that creation started what? How many times did he say it? And at the end, he said it super much. He said, very good. All right, let's pray. Bow your heads. God, thank you that you created everything and that you created it good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.